Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net. It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Got a little bit of refried smell on your board?
What that mean?
Please, give me my weed, all right?
B.O.B. has started a GoFundMe, a campaign to prove that the earth is flat.
What, B.O.B. the rapper?
Yes.
Oh, that's sad. I liked him.
What a dumbass.
Like, they're aware, like, we can go into space and verify this, right?
Help support B.O.B. purchase and launch multiple satellites into space. Why? Why would you help support that? Does he not realize that we already have multiple satellites in space that can show us this shit?
Sir, you are a weird individual.
He needs unfiltered access. The government's, you know, doctoring those photos. All the cameras that are in the satellites right now have fisheye lenses. Did you do this song?
He did.
Wait a minute.
That's the chick from Paramore.
Yeah. Guy's a fucking idiot. He's aiming to raise $200,000. So far, let's see. This is a couple days ago. So far, he's at $596.
Dollars? Please don't say thousand.
Dollars.
Okay.
Yes. No thousand on there.
It's all from him.
Yeah.
This is the motherfucker that had the balls to not only say the earth is flat, but to diss Neil deGrasse Tyson.
And
on a track, he says, Neil Tyson need to loosen up his vest. They'll probably write it, that man one hell of a check. Like the government's paying him to say that shit. Yeah.
You idiot.
Yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson is in tight with the government.
Brilliant.
What a dumbass.
This Time article about it says other flat earthers include Tila Tequila. Bob, there's your company, okay?
Yeah.
NFL player Sammy Watkins.
No, I have to drop him.
Got CTE, right? Teams. I mean, he's got to have CTE. And NBA star Kyrie Irving. What excuse does he have? Although, at Time says, however, it turns out Irving could be trolling everyone with his professed belief in a flat earth. Yeah.
Let's hope.
That's not a good subject to troll people with. The same way that people are like, well, you know, a lot of these Nazis are trolls. Well, you got to have a pretty fucked up mind to think that that's a fun or interesting or effective thing to do, to impersonate a Nazi. Right?
Yeah. How far are you willing to go? If someone's going to start kicking at my door and kicking my face.
I think it's just so Kyrie can have his cake and eat it, too.
He's in Boston now. He's going to win an NBA title.
No, he's not.
Correct. He thinks he is, though.
Golden State's
going to win him for like the next 5 years.
We've got the return of the main Walking Dead show soon. And there's going to be something a little new for the Walking Dead fans, especially those fans of Negan, as I'm pretty sure that he's the character that's going to be taking advantage of AMC's new rules on F-bombs.
They
are allowed 2 per season.
Really?
Yes. You gotta pick your spots then, huh?
Two F-bombs per season. It's so bizarre, isn't it? Like, what?
Yeah.
What a weird rule.
Our world's so messed
like,
up.
Okay, you can say fuck, but you can't. I wonder if they're also restricted on if they can say it in the context in which they can say it, right?
Right.
Like, I think in a PG-13 movie, you can say fuck if you want your character to say fuck you. If you want your character to say I'm going to fuck you, you get an R rating. when they're using it as a direct verb.
No, when I was in the radio, you could say I'm pissed off, but you can't say I'm going to take a piss.
Right, exactly. You could directly describe the unspeakable dirty act.
I remember because a minister in Mississippi got mad.
So,
why that rule exists.
So basic cable AMC, although what's basic cable anymore? Even your basic cable is broken down into multiple packages, and you have to get damn near premium to get AMC.
Full frontal, she swears all the fucking time.
On TBS?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Well,
they've said shit a whole bunch of times.
Also dropping F-bombs, Star Trek Discovery.
Because damn it, Jim, fuck you.
Because apparently this is on CBS's streaming network. You have to pay for it. Nice little remix there.
It's Uncle.
Yeah, like is this gonna drop into a
DJ Shadow Uncle? Son?
There you go. So it's not gonna drop into some.
No, it's gonna stay awesome.
Some bass drops and shit.
Stay awesome.
Does Star Trek need to swear?
Sure, why not?
God damn it, Jim.
There you go.
Well, I guarantee they're going to because they're getting shit ratings for this show.
There's another Star Trek show on?
There's another Star Trek show that you can only get through the CBS streaming service. It features both the captain and number one, which the characters are female. And
Star Trek?
Star Trek. Yeah, was I saying track?
No.
Track.
Trying to play dumb for laughs.
Were you saying granted? Or granite? That is one of the best jokes in the so-so episode of... what did he call them? The memories that he wiped from Morty that he had kept in the
glass?
Morty's mind blowers. The one where he erases Morty's memory because he said... You know, it just makes you not take life for granted. For granite, he says. And he's like, what did he say? He's like, I'm just saying you shouldn't take life for granted. Granite. And he's like, are you saying granite? He's like, yeah, why? And he's like, it's granted. Are you kidding me? You've been saying like that your whole life? Oh, my God. And he's like, don't get so worked up about it. And then just zaps his memory.
Did you watch Star Trek?
I haven't watched it yet. I was going to give it a chance.
Rob, what do you think of it? You're the resident Trekkie.
I've only caught bits and pieces on YouTube. I don't have the service, unfortunately.
So. I know you are down.
I have with the Star Trek. It looked okay. I mean, it looks on par for what you expect from a Star Trek show. So I mean,
we've only got two episodes out now. I haven't seen it. Would you like me to spoil it, or do you want me to not?
Go ahead.
So the two leads on it, as we said before, both women, and one of them's dead in the second episode.
Oh, geez.
One of them crashes the starship.
Oh,
crazy woman driver.
And from what I hear, too, it's quite odd that they released one episode for viewable for free, but it's the intro to the show, and the first two episodes kind of go together as one story. So they only give you half the story. So F-bombs, I mean, what's next? Space
nudity.
Space tits?
Yeah.
Space tits.
Zero G booby.
Green boob.
Green Tri-boob. Boob.
Three boobs.
Star Trek Discovery full theme.
Like
let's check out the...
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, the three.
What's a Star Trek theme really sound like?
That's what I'm sure that was that what they were referring to in that episode where Morty's dad is dating the alien.
Oh,
you see that one with the three boobs?
Guess what else? She has two. sick. Actually, like. Huh?
Is that Tim Allen?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the movie Space Quest.
Yeah, I remember this.
This is pretty funny.
Galaxy Quest. Is this the theme? Is this the actual song? Yeah. Guy who's watched the show for Star Trek Discovery? Because that's what this says this is.
No.
I know that's Galaxy
Quest.
No, that's
Quest Tim
themes.
Allen.
Yeah, this is Galaxy Quest.
I didn't... I said twice already that I have not seen the show.
Well, how'd you spoil it?
I was just talking about it. Because I read. Read new
read,
shit.
Chris. Read.
Books. Check them out.
Books. Well, this is the main title sequence.
I'd rather hear that. We haven't heard the Books Check Them Out song in a good while.
Don't give me a second.
Lament that. I would guess so. This sounds like it would be.
Yeah.
Face.
I know Slate writer and podcaster Chauncey DeVega is a huge Star Trek fan and said that this show is absolute garbage. The female leads are nothing but pandering because the show's shit. And he's the one who spoiled the second-in-command being killed off in the second episode. And he's like, I know I'm spoiling it, just, it's okay. Don't watch it. It's garbage. The fuck is going on? This somebody made some Sarlacc video. It's like a music video.
Yeah, what is it?
So this is the main title sequence.
Oh, this is a long ass title sequence. I'd be pissed off already. Come on.
What the fuck?
Player A. Is that the ship right there?
And why are they flying over like a map that Christopher Columbus took with him when he, you know, the late Hugh Hefner? Was a cannabis supporter.
Damn really? Right.
I did not know that.
Keith Stroop, founder of Normal, was talking to Leafly, saying Hefner had been someone who used to be an alcohol drinker, but had given up alcohol some time ago and had become a marijuana smoker. So he had a personal interest in the issue and understood that it should be legal. After saying, smoking helped put me in touch with realm of the senses. What? He said in, this is from a book, High in America. Oh, Patrick Anderson's book, I'm sorry. He said that I discovered a whole other dimension to sex. What the fuck is that?
So it says 9 minutes of groovy 70s porn music. Why don't you kick me up just one more notch? Because this is where I usually am when we're talking. There we go. Yeah, but who is this tool bag?
I don't know.
I'm going to play this.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
this is way better. I was playing this on Unregimented. Available Saturdays.
Really?
Christopher Media.
You should turn around.
Oh, you didn't know?
Mr. Burt.
So Hef was like, hey, weed makes me like fucking. When did he stop drinking?
I don't know.
Please put your pants on, Rob.
I like to make it comfortable in there.
Pornosonic. I didn't find this shit. It's pretty groovy.
Internet. I believe the band is called Pornosonic, and the song is called Spider Pussy. Yeah. I'm here to fix the cobble.
I hear you have leaky pipes.
Yeah. I'm here to fuck your asshole.
I don't think they've ever shown up.
Gentlemen. It's the one where they just dropped all pretense.
Yeah. Listen here, I'm just here to fuck you.
I heard you wanted some dick.
Yeah. I'm your neighbor.
Yeah. I'm sure they had to pay the hedgehog to use his likeness.
Oh, sure.
Like $10. It's still badass music, quite honestly.
Yeah, no. This is pretty groovy.
Got my meters
I
back.
I dig it.
Far out,
man.
Huh? Got my meters back. Yeah, please. Cool. Just want to be blowing us out.
That's what she said.
I know, right? It's in this movie. See, more of this porno sonic band. This is called Cramming for College.
Hell yeah.
Professor.
Yes, dear.
Will there be any extra?
Good morning, Mr. Tyler.
I am so glad you asked.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the clavi, huh? Serious.
I have a feeling I... Pornosonic is a project by Don Argott, inspired by the style of music in adult films. So far, it's two. Who's apparently this guy's a filmmaker? American documentary filmmaker and musician. Yeah, the album is unreleased 70s porno music.
I'd have to hear it. Laying pipe.
Who is it?
Laying pipe
it's
from...
the plumber.
Plumber.
It doesn't list it on there, but on the track listing that I have on Wikipedia, it lists the movies also that they're from, the fictional movies.
Oh.
And so the fictional movie that Laying Pipe is from is Plumber's Delight.
Oh. Yeah, it's flute.
Is it great? It, sex starved secretaries from Taken Dictation.
But there's a K after the C. Taken Dictation.
There is not. It's assumed, though. Nice and Sleazy does it from If It Ain't Easy, It Ain't Sleazy.
All right, what about cool, what about though. Peach Fuzz?
I'd totally go see this band live.
I would too.
I don't know any of these musicians, but he's got real musicians on the shit. Cream Streets. It's a whole Dick series. In the way of Dick, dreaming of Dick, Dick creeps in. And Dick saves Peach.
How about you?
Oh, this is all part of Dick Dagger.
Huh.
Dick goes down. Dick.
All right. It's my soundtrack. All right. Putana Rodriguez is the next track. Oh. I'm already liking the sound of this one.
Well, cowbell. The only thing that cures maleness.
Famous adult film actor Ron Jeremy was hired to was hired by Minnie Mace Pro Records to perform voiceovers. So that is Ron Jeremy on this album.
Dude, this one.
So you were absolutely right. He did get paid.
Like, I would be in this band. They were like, hey, down. We're holding auditions for guitar players. We're like, hey, I'll come out.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I would make music like this now. Like, most music on my iPad sounds like this that I make.
Nice.
Make porno music?
Kinda. Or just funk rock.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to hear Dick Dagger's theme?
Yeah.
Very Shaft-esque.
I like the fuzz bass.
I know. I love what they do with the bass. Talk box, huh?
Yeah, man. They're bringing out all the tricks. This shit is raunchy as fuck.
Dude, this is badass. Add this to... Keep this on Google Music and add it to my library.
I'm right there with you.
It's pretty sweet.
I think I might...
This baby making music right here.
Yeah, I was just going to say, might even put it on, you know, to have somebody over.
There you go.
Or, you know, by yourself. You know, either way.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Why can I not edit 4 albums?
No, damn. Better update your Wikipedia page. Only listed 2. Sometimes there's like a reissue.
Oh, they have Portal Sonic unreleased 70s. They have Cream Streets, Spider Pussy's Revenge.
Those are singles. Out. Yeah, everything is listed as an album on Google Music, but a lot of it is singles or single tracks that
triple X rated. No, see, it's a whole album.
Oh shit, Spider Pussy's Revenge. All right, maybe we should save it.
Yeah, we should stop. Do this turn of the Porno Sonic podcast.
Good find, man.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net and thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.